World War III, maybe I could have stopped it if I just ran a little faster. Faster! The Speed Force allows the Reverse Flash to travel through time. Changed something in the past. We have to find out what he changed and change it back before they kill everyone on the planet.
Well, people, welcome to Spoiling at the Movies. I am your host, the Phenomenal One.
And I'm Wayne. And of course, someone missing.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because usually Cody goes next, and so Wayne's like, where's he at? Well, the funny thing is Cody's choice, and he's not here. But I think he'll be here after his date.
Date. No, double date.
Double date. It's triple three-way date.
Okay, we're just going to like, yeah, I'm helping your case, Cody. You're skipping doing a show with two mates. The show that you picked for the movie, and you're out putting photos on Instagram, pucking your lips up, shirt and button down with two gay guys. All right? Get with the program, all right? You want to come out of the closet. What's wrong with you, Cody?
Well, to iterate what Wayne just said, yeah, you ain't helping your case no more. you ain't helping this case no more.
Hey, we'll support you. We'll support you. Maybe that's why he picked this movie. It's about altering the past to affect the future. Maybe he just wants to finally come out. I don't know.
I think this was the first movie where Bruce Timm left off too, right? Or was it War? No, this one was it. Yeah, it was this one and then War.
I honestly wouldn't be able to tell. Because I, once Tim left, I was like, what the fuck going on with this franchise and all these
Because after Dark Knight Returns was the last one. And then this came out after Dark Knight Returns and then War. Because this one and War came out the same year.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen War and I'm kind of glad I haven't from all the shit I've heard from it. So.
Well, you're about to go watch it because you know what my next film is. Hey,
I knew that. I was just kind of hoping you'd forget.
No, hell no.
God damn it.
And I prepped it on a perfect week, too.
I know. Your two films are like, for fuck's sake.
How can it be so appropriate that it's my turn right around when that movie comes?
Oh, you butt.
I fucking love it, Wayne. I fucking love it, Wayne.
This show is not us picking films to watch and enjoy. It's picking films to piss the other members off.
Oh, hey, wait, what, Wayne? I don't know. Some people love this movie. Did it piss you off? Or should I get your plot synopsis first?
Yeah, please. Yeah. This could be a long plot synopsis because it's fucking all over the place.
Oh, God. I'm so glad me and you are on the same page because I thought you two were going to love it. And then I was
I thought,
because everybody else loved it. So I was like, hey, they probably like it too. And then I was going to let you guys talk. And then when you asked me, I was going to come in and say, all right, let me tell you why this movie is shit now. All right, so Barry Allen somehow travels back to the past to save his mother and alters the future by changing the past by saving his mother, I guess? I don't know. And then Thawne, and he kind of, I don't know how, he alters Flash from going back to the future because he's, what is he doing to the Speed Force? He's challenging it to not...
Yeah, it's some bullshit that makes no sense. It's like, because I'm sure someone came up with the question, why can't the Flash just go back in time? Well, if two people are trying to do it at the same time, the time waves or some shit, I'm like, fuck off, you're just making shit up, man.
Yeah, because I'm about to say, how the fuck you go back in time the first time then?
Exactly. It's just, thank you.
That makes no god. I was so confused about it. Like, that was blum. And they tried to explain that hard in the movie a couple of times, too. And I was just sitting there going, like, it still doesn't matter because at the beginning of the movie, he went back in time by himself. And now they're trying to say at the end of the movie, Thawne, he's like, he's blocking the sound break. And it's like, how is he doing that? In order for him to do that, he must be moving at a constant speed throughout the whole film, then. But how would he know if Flash is even trying to go back to the past or present at this moment or this moment? So it's like he's just randomly running around real fast for no reason. He never takes a break then, and this whole movie is basically what it's saying then.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was like, that's weird as shit then. So, whatever, though. So And then, you know, the past is so thrown off. It's like a what-if scenario for DC. I mean, Batman, Bruce Wayne dies, and his father becomes Batman, and his wife becomes the Joker, which I got to call. I remember my first thought, I thought that was kind of cool. But then
they did nothing with it.
Looking at it, though, again, I watched it again, I said, there's no way in fuck she would turn crazy like that right away.
Oh, yeah, right away. And just happened to have the blood stained across the lips like the Joker and laughing. So Bruce just got killed, which I actually thought that was a clever idea.
Yeah,
it just wasn't cool executed way. That well. I would have rather if you just took that scenario and did a movie on that, to be honest.
Oh, hell yeah. Because I would have loved it. Because something like that, okay, your son dies, you're going to mourn. She was crying at first, but then, like, out of nowhere, she just started laughing. I'm just like, no, that takes, like, weeks to develop, and that just doesn't happen right away or whatever. For you to become this, I guess, which is Thomas Wayne's in the movie, his biggest arch rival in the film, like that. I was just like, no, there's no way you snap like that, unless that bitch was just already crazy. And then Aquaman and Wonder Woman, they're at war with each other because Aquaman fucked Wonder Woman and his wife wasn't. She's like, oh, hell no. No, you didn't fuck this bitch. I'm going to kill this bitch. And which I got to say, they kind of made it seem like Wonder Woman, like, whooped her ass. Aquaman's wife ain't no bitch in the DC universe. I don't think it would be no one-sided fight like this movie tried to make it seem like, oh, Wonder Woman just easily killed her to death. I'm just like, I don't know about that now. I mean, Aquaman's wife is more interested than Aquaman, so...
Fuck it, that bit of sand that was in this movie is more fucking interesting than Aquaman. Fucking bland-ass motherfucker.
And plus, it made him all bulgy-looking and shit, too. I was just looking at him like,
ugh. Yeah, it's like, even seeing when they're trying to defuse the bombs and shit, he uses the water molecules. I'm like, fuck off, you're just being boring as it is.
Yeah. Now, the water molecules...
It's like, fuck off. Batman's defusing it with, like, Green Lantern's help and shit, and, you know, you got Wonder Woman who's trying to free it. He's just, I'm using the water molecules to defuse it. Like, you lazy motherfucker.
You know what was so annoying? The present day at the beginning of this film and the end of the film really just fucking convolutes itself, because the beginning of the film, Flash tells Thawne, you clearly have my powers and stuff like that, but you don't have the mind to do what my powers, what I can do with it. But then at the end of the movie, Flash ain't doing anything creative with his powers to outsmart Thawne at all. And it's like, didn't you just get done saying an hour ago in this fucking movie, the reason why I always beat you is because I have a more clever mind of using my powers compared to you, where you just, all you do is just move fast. So it's like, I'm not seeing that in this fight right here.
No, not at all. No. And the whole thing was literally just based around speed. Speed controls everything. Speed controls time. You know, like, fuck off. Whatever, Flash. No wonder why I don't like you.
Now, I gotta say, Flash, I never really got into him as far as his books and stuff like that. Like, I like him when he's with the Justice League and stuff like that. But here's why I like him when he's with the Justice League. It's because he's different from the Justice League. I think everybody else in the Justice League is all pouty and broody because they had families that were murdered or something like that. It just seems like it seems like none of them really have any personality except for Green Lantern and that. But then you bring Flash in the mix, and he's the comedic guy. He's funny and stuff like that, smart with it. And that's what I like about him. It's like, oh, something to lighten this team up, if you will.
Yeah, he's the different one. He's always kind of happy and upbeat no matter the situation.
Which is why I love that episode of the animated series Justice League where, in the different world where the Flash was killed. The Justice League just went on like a fucking...
They go from being, like a Justice League
almost. Yeah, like, tell them, like, you were pretty much the heart of the team. Like, you know, you were you're the one that kind of kept us sane in a way or whatever and shit like that with your jokes and stuff like that. I like that Flash a lot. Yeah. I don't like this Flash at all. He's boring as shit in this
He's off, could have saved my mom. He's like, why? Why now, out of all the times?
Oh, my God, thank you, Wayne.
Just out of nowhere, it's like, you know what? I'm going to save my mum now, today. Why? You couldn't have done this years ago, like when you first got your powers. Okay, whatever. Just for the convenience of the story, we're going to do it now. Fair enough.
It
comes
so
out of nowhere.
You go, why now? All the time you thought about this. And wait a minute. Wait, did he know he could go back in time?
I don't know. That's the thing. They don't answer half of these questions. And, like, I'm sitting there watching it, literally talking to the screen, going, why are you doing this now? I'm like, I'm talking to my fucking screen by myself. Like, this movie's got me confused.
Yeah, me too, because I was just like, look at this. Like, wait a minute. So he went back and passed and did all this, and he didn't even know he did it? I thought the person that does the time changing should be the one person to know everything that happened.
Yeah, like, and what shits me, there's always this time travel shit. The moment you go back in time for 1 second, you're changing anything. Literally, even if you're just standing there and some asshole has to walk around you, their timeline's changed because that one step around you could change something from them being hit by a bus or some shit.
Well, the funny thing is, Flash asks Thawne in the film, he's like, just me saving my mother did all of this? He's like, this is impossible that all this would change like this. And he just goes like, and they try so hard to explain things in here, but they don't really give you answers. He goes like, think about it. One alteration changed the whole time. I'm just like, that don't answer his question at all.
Motherfucker, how does that fucking bitch dying or living change the planet Krypton blowing up and Kal-El being sent to Earth? That does not change. Oh, but the shockwaves of time spread. Fuck off. Just fuck off.
How about this, though? How come he doesn't become the Flash if he still has the same job? Still does. He doesn't. It's like,
thank
you. Flash doesn't even exist. That doesn't make any sense. His mother has nothing to do with him being the Flash.
Thank you. So he would never have been the Flash. Fucking stupid.
And then that same accident he created with Batman should probably just fucking kill him, because it's like, if the time changed, then this shouldn't work then.
And you know what? Motherfucker gets burnt to a crisp, and then they try it again, and he's not burnt. How come the Flash all of a sudden gets the fucking healing factor from Wolverine?
I saw a review where someone said, like, I was thinking that same shit, too. Like, oh, the Speed Force actually heals you like that? Wow, I didn't know that at all. But I was thinking something just like, wait a minute. Okay, so if time changed, how come Thawne still has memory of all this and stuff like that? How come he knows all that? And someone told me it's because he's another speedster, and only speedsters can keep up what's going on. I was like, that sounds retarded as shit.
So what about Superman then? He's pretty quick as far as I recall.
Yes. Superman should be fine then, right?
And I give props to this movie. You made Superman a bitch finally. Thank you. Thank you. Scrawny ass bitch carrying away in a room. Like, yes.
Superman cut Aquaman's arm off. I don't know.
Oh, but when we first saw him, you know, he was carrying away in a room. I'm like, that aspect I actually liked as well. If that was its own movie, that'd be kind of cool. But there's elements in this that I really like. That just, it was like, you know what, if you took this out and made this a separate film, I'd like it. But nah.
Actually, I'm with you on that, because I like the Batman thing. I like the Superman. The problem with those things is, they felt like they were just thrown in there to show you what happened to them.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
And, like, especially the Superman stuff, there was... Like, Batman, all right, I'll give that a pass, too, because Batman's in the whole film, but the Superman stuff, why was that even in here?
It came out of nowhere.
And then he shows up at the end when Cyborg's already dead. It's just like... okay, it's like... He made no difference showing up in that battle. Whether he caught Aquaman's arm off or not, it was just like Cyborg was dead, whether Aquaman stabbed him or not. So it wouldn't have made a difference. And plus, I don't know if you guys noticed, but a bomb just went off. It just blew up the whole world. So it's like, this doesn't really change anything.
No. And Cyborg, you're useless. I don't like you. I've never liked you. You're just a waste of space in the whole Justice League.
He really fucking is. I hate it. And the only reason why he got put in there is because DC, you go to your word, diversity. One of the black characters on the team and stuff like that. It's like, okay, whatever. I got to say, the most annoying part of the fucking film to me, though, is DC does this shit a lot, and I think it's been doing it a lot in movies we've been doing for them. The one thing I like to say, the difference between DC and Marvel, DC does this one thing I can't fucking stand, is when they tell origin stories. Oh my fucking god, DC, stop crowbarring every bit of their powers in when they were kids.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
oh my god, that shit is fucking annoying. Like the opening of the movie is little Barry Allen as a kid running, talking about, if only I was fast, yeah, guy.
Thank
oh
you.
My god.
Oh, fuck you. I hate that shit. It pisses me off every time they do that. It's always, I'm going to try and race you home. Like, you're not the Flash yet. I get it. You're going to be the Flash. You don't need to refer to your fucking speed before you got it.
Jesus fucking Christ. How many fucking DC TV shows and movies? You called it with Gotham. It's like, oh, I bet little Bruce Wayne runs into a bat. You don't run into a fucking bat. It's like, man, you're defeating the whole fucking purpose. It's like, oh, he runs into a bat. And then, what's another one? Green Lantern. I remember one time they did it with him as a kid, whatever. It was like, one thing I always know how to conquer is my fear, because I have hope. And I'm just like, oh my god, we get how the fucking Green Lantern ring works, okay? We get it, okay? Stop doing this shit, DC, with that, when you see origin stories and them as a kid and shit like that. And then when he gets older, he's at his mom's grave or whatever and shit. And he's just like, if only I was faster at that time, I could be, what the fuck had you done?
Yeah.
What have you could have done? You would have got your ass shot too.
No, but he would have been faster. And, you know, so therefore, he out of nowhere, he decides to go back in time that day to fix it. That shit comes out of fucking nowhere. And it doesn't matter how quick you are. You know?
That shit was the most annoying thing of the whole fucking movie to me. It really made me ponder about DC and their origin stories. How many times they do that shit with their characters where they predict their powers or who they're going to be by having some encounter as a child or something like that. That shit is so fucking annoying. It's not even fun. I wish they would stop doing that shit because it's not clever. It's actually retarded.
Thank you. It is. And, you know, I was actually concerned though. I thought you and me might have disagreed with this.
Oh, but hell no. I hate this
movie. I can see Cody's going to be the old man out with this one.
Yeah, I don't know how he feels about it, but I did not like this movie at all. Like you said, I like elements of it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought everybody was raving about it when it came out and stuff like, oh, it's so great and stuff like that. And I was just kind of like sitting there. I was like, yeah, it's got some cool what-if moments in there, but it's like since they didn't explore it or do anything with those what-if moments, it's like I really don't give a fuck, man.
Yeah, look. Okay, we all know why people like it. You know why? Because it's got violence in it. Oh, yeah, you get people shot in the heads with arrows and blood. That does not make a good fucking film. DC, you got to learn this shit, all right? Making really things dark doesn't make it fucking good. Never has. Never will. You know, listen to Marvel. You know, Marvel do it great. And even their TV shows that are dark are done with fucking story first. So it works.
I think the thing between Marvel and DC, Marvel's not trying to say, hey, look how edgy we are.
Oh, God, no.
Look how edgy we are. We doing something different. Where it was like, no. They found the perfect tone balance between their family fun films and their, like you said, their dark stuff that go to TV. They found tones that fit the both genres or whatever. And DC is still struggling on trying to find a tone that can fit for the family fun-loving films and still have a little edge to it. It's just like, I don't think you're finding that, so I think you just need to pick one and stick with it right now because it's just not working. Or you know what? How about this? You don't need a fucking one set tone for all your goddamn heroes because every one of them has different tones.
Jesus Christ. No, not at all. But you know what? We're going to give the one director control of all of it, so he's going to make the one tone fit all fucking heroes and films and shit. So, Warner Brothers.
I was talking about this the other day with someone, and I was thinking about this. Because we were talking about Suicide Squad and Zack Snyder or whatever. And I was, I asked my buddy, and I was like, makes you wonder, how pissed off do you think Zack Snyder is right now that they made the Joker look like that? Because do you think he would have made the Joker look like that in Suicide Squad?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably fucking not.
Probably makes you wonder, when he got signed to be consultant and producer, he probably said, all right, I'm going to go in here and fix things. And David Ayer came and said, I'm done with the movie already. And he looked at that and was just like, so I gotta make that fit somehow in Batman. Okay.
He's probably like, I reckon he's more like a kid with a tantrum. Like, oh, I wasn't gonna do it like that. I wanted to do it cool.
I wasn't gonna do that.
Hey, shut the fuck up, Snyder. And look, Luke summed it up perfectly with that whole fucking franchise. He's right. I think Warner Bros. Are shitting bricks now, and they're gonna make a Batman solo movie before they do anything to do with the Justice League.
Oh, yeah, I told him that.
Yeah, I
told him that. I said that movie's going to come out before anything else.
Oh,
I guarantee.
Yeah.
Especially when Dawn of Justice comes out and people start raving about how good Batman was, Warner Brothers is going to tell DC and Snyder and Ben Affleck, yeah, we need to get this movie by 2017 or 2018.
Because even then, like I said with the whole Suicide Squad, it's probably going to be a pretty dull movie. If anything, it might just be okay. But I reckon the standard will be Jared Leto. So they'll take that element, and hopefully Ben Affleck's Batman turns out to be good, and they get like, you need to save this universe.
Well, like I told Cody, though, in the last movie, so I was like, look at Suicide Squad. That shit has nothing but Batman villains and stuff, Batman themes in it and stuff. Like, matter of fact, Batman's even making a cameo appearance in it. I was just like, if DC ain't trying to say we're setting up for another Batman film, right? I was like, I don't know what is, because they threw Batman and Dawn of Justice to make more money, and Suicide Squad's coming out this year, too, which looks nothing but like a Batman thing. And would it be a shock to anyone if they said Batman's coming out 2017?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, thank you. It wouldn't be a shock because it's like, you already look like you're setting it up anyway. You're talking about his plans and all that shit. You forgot about Shazam. He's just sitting over there in the corner now.
You know what? Shazam's a fucking idiot. No one likes Shazam. I just never understand. Even in this, Shazam's a bunch of kids that, oh, Shazam, a fucking guy comes along and weird-ass looking outfit and fucking
fight. why was that the chain? Instead of one kid, it's multiple kids now. Yeah. What kind of fucking alteration? I was like, wow, really? I was like, that's weird.
It's like a pedophilia's best dream come true. So it's fucking weird. No, I don't like Shazam. I'd have never
Did
watched
Did you know
Shazam.
Who that was at first when they first showed the kids and stuff like that? I was the one looking at that. I was like, what the fuck is that? The Teen Titans?
Yeah, I wasn't sure until they said, oh, and the Shazam kids or some shit. I'm like, what? What?
Yeah, like, when you said kids, I was just like, wait a minute, the kids? What?
Yeah, I was like, because I was like, I don't really know much about Shazam. I couldn't give a fuck about the guy. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe this is a different origin line or storyline that they've changed or some shit. I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. Just couldn't care.
I personally think he would beat the shit out of Wonder Woman, but that's just me.
Oh, of course he would.
I mean, he went toe-to-toe with Superman, so I'm like, I think he would beat the shit out of Wonder Woman, so I don't know how she whooped his ass.
No, diversity.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, I think just because Wonder Woman is supposed to be on the level of Batman and Superman, I think they put her on a pedestal that she probably don't belong on with the rest of the other, because I was like, I'm pretty sure Shazam would probably kick her ass if he can go toe-to-toe with Superman.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Look, I'm going to straight say, Wonder Woman's boring. And it's not because she's female, it's because her origin's not interesting, her character is not interesting, and they say, oh, she's a strong female character. No, she's not. Just because she's physically strong does not make her fucking strong, all right?
She's the female version of Superman, that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, bland and boring.
She don't have any fucking complications either. Like, there's no consequence to her lifestyle at all, whatever.
Yeah.
She's the queen of an island, she has money and shit like that, and she's very strong as fuck, and she's intellectually smart, and the government welcomes her to her. It's just like, what kind of conflicts do you have in your life? I can't shoot red laser eyes out my eyes. Oh, she beams in my eyes.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, what a shame.
I have an invisible plane. Like, okay, that's just fucking unoriginal.
wait till you see War when it's over ice cream.
What? What?
I'm not going to say nothing.
What?
I'm not going to say nothing else. Oh, I can't wait for you to watch that movie.
I can just see I'm going to be hating this movie, aren't I?
I like your head. He's like, what? Darth Vader? What?
What? Like, what? Like, ice cream? What? Like, okay, whatever. Oh, I'll see it soon, I'm sure. It's your next fucking movie.
I can't wait for my turn to come back and you watch that shit. Oh, because if you thought the previous movies were bad, my God.
So, okay, this is something. Should I watch that with Luke?
Yes.
Oh,
God.
Okay, me and Luke will watch it.
Oh, by far, because I believe that week you guys are doing a show, too. So, yeah, by fucking far, yes, you should watch that with Luke. Oh, my God. Luke has never seen y'all. Tell him this will be a preview for Dawn of Justice. And watch that, and you just go like, holy shit, I hope this ain't a blueprint.
Okay, it's good, because by the time we record it and uploads, our review for it already would have gone up. So me and Luke can talk about it. Not worth a kick in the ass and do our own little side review, because get his opinion.
Yeah,
because by the time that goes up, at least our review has gone up, so it's good.
And people love that film, too.
Because people fucking suck up to DC like a goddamn dog humping someone's leg. Right, it's just pointless.
Like a dog.
It is. That's what they are. You know, that's what Cody's doing that with the fucking trailer.
I was about to say my husky's about to come over here and hump my leg right now because it started walking over here. I was like, oh, here, just say hump a leg. You don't want to hump this leg, Galactus? Huh? I said, I'm going back to this. I said, Galactus is going to fuck Misty into a grave.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Waiting for my dog to get bigger so I can fuck your dog into
a
grave.
Which, yeah, by the way, if you don't know, you do own a husky, right? That is called Galactus.
Yes. Yes, it's a little puppy and it's called Galactus because one day he's going to get big and he's going to fuck Wayne's dog.
As long as it turns into a fucking smoke cloud and just vanish, then yeah.
It didn't vanish. It got blown up by the Silver Surfer.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, yeah.
Because the Silver Surfer has the same amount of power as Galactus does.
I have not even seen that movie except for that ending. Even I just said, okay, this movie's a fuck it, just based on that. So, because that just looks fucking stupid.
Why would Galactus give somebody power enough to blow him up?
That's a review for a different day.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm sure we're going to get to that film.
Oh, hell yeah, we're going to get to that. What's annoying about that, though, it's just like, wait a minute, hold on. You mean tell me you could do this the whole time and you didn't decide, you just now decided to do that? It's like, what the fuck? I think that's one of the biggest flaws in Super, even in this film, too, is heroes do things
that, or don't do things that, you know, at the end of the movie they do, and you go like, wait a minute, hold on, you could do that the whole time?
They keep adding powers to him for just no reason.
Oh, hell yeah. That's why I was looking at Flash. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. You know how to go back in time and do stuff without your memory occurring to it? It's like, wait a minute. How could you not remember this, but Thawne over here remembers it? That makes no sense.
Well, even then, they make him go back in time so easy. You know, okay, at the end, this motherfucker gets stabbed through the leg, cannot walk, yet he's fast enough to run back in time.
And hop on buildings and shit.
Yeah. That ending shot, my God.
That ending shot was like... I was like, wait a minute, why would he run up a building and jump on the side? I was like, wait,
think about the construction, alright? If he ran onto a window, it would shatter. Alright, he's running that quick.
I was thinking too, it was just like, did you notice that the animation changed too when he was doing that? It looked like it was like some 3D shit that was going on. I was like,
It looked cool, but it's the typical bullshit of DC. As long as it looks cool, people won't give a shit about story. No, some people
DC fans, I'm not trying to hate on y'all, but I just want y'all to open your fucking eyes. What you saying? God damn. Yeah, you're right, Wayne. I can't tell how many times I didn't explain some of the problems of Justice League War of people that I like, and they go like, yeah, I guess now that you really say that, yeah, I do kind of see that. It's like, you couldn't see this on your own? It's like in your face.
Because they just see Batman, it's like, oh, it must be awesome, it must be cool. And it's like, no. I want to grab Warner Brothers and DC and just slap them on the ass like a little child and say, look, that's just wrong. Naughty. Stop doing it. Fucking grow up. Just getting childish.
Justin Chambers did the voice of Barry Allen in Flash. I got to say, I do not like when they do serious Flash. He was such a boring... And plus, the problem with this, too, him, if he's going to do that, then he needs to be with Justice League. But in this film, he's by himself carrying the film. And he was just so fucking uninteresting and boring. You're just like... Oh my God, how many DC characters' family got murdered or something like that? It's like, Jesus Christ, you got the same origin story. Every one of you. That is like, alright, man, I really just don't give a fuck about this. Nah, I really. It's like, damn, every Justice League member family was murdered or something like that.
It's unoriginal. Every fucking character, you know, Flash, mum died or whatever. Like, yeah, whatever, who cares? Obviously, Batman's parents gunned down in the fucking alley.
I'm curious about that.
Yeah, how did she die? Like, why?
Burglar went in and shot her. Why?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the Bruce Wayne one, I understand that why. It's in an alley in the middle of a fucking dangerous-ass street. Yeah, it ain't in his house, though. It's like, Flash lived in this nice suburban area or whatever. This random dude was in the house, just shot her. It's like, why that house?
Yeah, what about next door? What about down the street?
Yeah, I'm about to say, anywhere, and nobody saw this on his open street.
No, but it was destiny. It was destiny to be that house, because he had to become the Flash.
And they crowbarred this bullshit about, if only I was fast enough.
Oh, God, I'm sick of that shit.
To me, that was the most annoying thing of the whole fucking film, was the opening of the film. I was like, I was like, I already looked at it and was just like, I think I'm done already.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes in. Oh, shit.
That literally is the opening of the fucking film. That is the first minute of the film. I was just like...
It is.
Yeah, fuck it is. I think I'm done already. I was like, I hate this shit. I really do. They did it on Arrow, where he opens up the trunk and the fucking... The hood is in there. They do a Gotham, the bat flies by, young little Bruce Wayne, shit like out of nowhere. And do with this film... If only I was fast enough. I'm fast. I'm just like, oh my God, what a coincidence that you would get super speed when you got older too.
Yeah,
wow.
That's what annoys me. It's always, and you know what, they'll do it in the movie as well. It'll be the same shit. Whereas it's like, oh, if only I was fast enough, I could have saved this or done this, and then of course he'll get his fucking powers.
You think they're going to use the mother's death in the fucking film?
I don't care.
God, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
And you know what, sometimes, okay, in the original Flash TV series, I don't know about the new one, because I really couldn't give a shit about that, but the original show, I like the fact he gets all his powers before anything happens. And he's like, you know what, I don't want this fucking power, I don't want to be quick, I just want to be normal again, and all this kind of shit. And then his brother got killed. And then it kind of changed his aspect of it. And it was done in a different kind of tone, which I liked. But this shit is just, you know, obviously, yeah, if I was fast enough, I could have saved him. It's like, no, fuck that shit.
What do you think they're going to do for the movie? Are they going to do serious Flash or comedic?
Oh, absolutely serious. That whole movie's going to be depressed and serious with Justice League.
Oh, God. Oh, man. God.
You're like, who's the more miserable, boring member of the fucking team? You got Henry Cavill's boring-ass, untalented acting bullshit. You got Ben Affleck, who's actually going to be trying to act. And then you got Wonder Woman, who can't even speak because her dialogue's probably that bad. Aquaman, who's fucking going to be...
a very unique woman, the Bruce Wayne, didn't
she? Oh, you fucking whore. You know what? She will literally appear in this movie, Batman, like 5 minutes, I reckon. And that'll be it. And, and she'll appear out of nowhere in her Amazonian shit that'll just be... Oh.
Yeah, I'm counting it's going to be that dinner scene, and then it's going to be at the end of the film.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
That dinner scene is going to be out the costume, and the end of the movie is going to be in the costume. It's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? If one of you fucking fans cheer in the cinemas when that happens, I'll throw something at you. I really will. Because you didn't know they'd be like, yeah, standing up. Oh. And you know what? Anyone who applauds at the end of that movie will get something thrown at them as well. I'm serious.
I got a question. I got to ask this again. Oh. I've seen the little clip they had of Wonder Woman and the pictures and stuff like that for the movie. Is that bitch in World War II time or what? Because what time frame is this in? Is she time traveling in this movie?
You know, it's hard to tell. Because in the Wonder Woman movie, it's so dark. You can't see what fucking time it is. But you know, it said during some kind of war era. You're not really sure when.
Okay, how the fuck is she in present day then in Dawn of Justice?
Yeah, does she age or not?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it's another flaw of Wonder Woman. She doesn't age. Oh
fucking. So she's the perfect woman. She just doesn't
perfect
age.
Perfect woman, yes.
Fuck off.
Every woman wants to be her, and every man wants her, yes. But okay. Not only that, she's strong and can take care of herself, Wayne.
Oh, God, yeah, go into the kitchen and do some cooking.
Well, why don't you take care of me and make me a fucking fish filet?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a perfect woman.
Put that fucking sword to use.
I'm summing up. I guarantee you that every time you see Wonder Woman in this movie or in the Wonder Woman film, it'll be always slow motion shots with her, having her skirt kind of slowly open. And
saw that in the... I saw photos of a photo where she was jumping or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, you saw it all up in her skirt. Yeah.
Yep, they're gonna do it. It happens in this fucking... the last trailer. You saw her jumping.
Okay, so, by the way, she can't fly in the movie, too.
Oh, God.
Dude, I was like, what's the point of having her? She can't fly. That's the only thing she could do back then, right? It's like, she can't fly. But you know, another thing too, in this movie, I know it's animated and shit, but how the fuck are them bracelets blocking a rocket? Please answer this. I never understood that. It's like, you got a big ass A-bomb coming at you, and this bitch blocked it with that bracelet. I was like, that bracelet fits on that little girl's wrist.
Yeah.
Is she blocking that big? Because somebody shot a rocket launcher at her in this film, and she deflected it with one arm with that bracelet. And I was thinking, I was like, okay, I understand the bracelet can block bullets. I get that. But bullets are as tiny as a fucking finger.
Yeah.
Fucking bracelet. That don't make any sense now.
Yeah.
And then not to mention, how the hell did Aquaman take Captain Atom down?
Oh, yeah.
Use him as a weapon.
You know what? I don't know. I honestly can't tell you that. Because Aquaman is just hopeless. So they've got to make sure he has powers that no one really believes in.
And you know the funny part about the whole plot of the movie is the subplot of the whole film is basically two Justice League members are fighting because a bitch got involved.
Yeah.
It's about, I'm going to blow the world up because you killed my wife.
And you know what? They're the two most uninteresting characters of the Justice League too, so no one really cares. No one gives a shit about their battle. Really, who cared about Aquaman fighting Wonder Woman? Who really cared?
Well, you know, the thing was, too, I don't even think Aquaman wanted to fight her because he already fucked Wonder Woman, so it's just like, dude, you can't be mad at nobody but your damn self. You cheated on your wife. It's like this war is pointless because I was like, it seemed like the only reason why you fucking started this war is because all your soldiers and stuff was like that. She killed the queen or whatever and stuff like that. And just like, it seemed like he just got pressured into fighting Wonder Woman.
Yeah, you know what? It did too.
I love it because when the bomb goes off or the Captain Atom explodes and shit like that, Wonder Woman, she kills Aquaman, but she's hugging him at the end.
Oh, God, yeah. Then when she stabs him. Oh, yeah.
You remember that fucking shot? She picks him up by the head, and she just, like, kind of, like kisses him a little bit. Where he's just, like, looking at us, like, wait, hold on. Now I'm really fucking lost. I'm really fucking lost. You two have been in each other's fucking throat throughout this whole movie.
And what? And that, you know, when he pushes that thing on his belt, what the hell did that do?
It set the machine off so Captain Atom could know to explode.
Oh, fuck. I kind of missed out on that part. I was like, why did he do that? I'm like, okay, whatever. I just go along with it. But I couldn't really care by this stage.
So he's willing to blow the world up over this.
Okay. There you go, people.
over this.
Over, yeah, some bitch that he cheated on that died.
And Wonder Woman's mad because her ego of power is involved, because clearly she loved Aquaman from that ending shot. So she killed him just out of an ego. It's like, wow, you're really not doing a good job setting up these characters here.
Just a fucking bitch on a period. Just lost her control. That's all it was.
Bitch on a period and a dude who's a follower. Yeah.
Like, yes. Yeah, what an interesting war that is. Imagine when they get their solo movies. Damn, I can't wait for that.
You know who the only character who was really, really the same was Slade? Deathstroke.
Yeah, even how long was he in it for?
A minute.
Like, hello, here I am. Oh, here I go. Yeah, whatever. They try to cap, but they threw how many people in this fucking movie? And I lost control by the. I was like, who's this? Who's that?
Almost everybody you've known from the DC universe. I did like that they had Aqualad and Tula in there, but like Wayne said, yeah, how long were they in there for? It's like, not really. And then they had Black Manta in there as well. I was like, oh yeah, they got all. It's funny because all these DC characters of Aquaman are far more interesting than Aquaman himself.
Yeah, yeah. And, it's
like, wow, Black Manta's in there, Aqualad, like Tula's in there. It's wild. I was like, yeah, these are all cool guys. And then yeah, you see Aquaman, you're just like, hey, you know, I don't give a fuck about this.
And you know, it's so amazing that because of Flash's mum not dying, it changed all this shit, yet everyone still has their same power. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Fuck off.
It changed everything except for their powers.
Yeah.
Even Cyborg is the same.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, but he's a bit bigger. Oh, he's like, you look a bit different, yet you look identical. Okay. What a load of shit. Because one bitch doesn't die.
That kind of pissed me off.
Yeah, one bitch doesn't die and it changes the world for the worst, yet everyone still has their powers. They just don't use them the same way. It's like, oh, whatever.
Actually, that probably would have been more interesting had they switched the powers up or something. Like how if Batman was like Wonder Woman, he came from an island of like, where people worshipped him and stuff like that or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, that probably would have been more interesting.
Yeah, it would be. If they actually if change him around, like give Superman, make him, well, they made him a pussy, but you know, make him a real pussy, like really weak.
It's funny because you say pussy, I thought this was the strongest Superman.
See, I'm glad Cody's on this because I would thought, you know what, these two motherfuckers, P1 Cody, are going to give shit making me Superman because he's an anorexic, fucking falling apart, skinny bastard that just died.
I was going to say, with these new photos of Cody, I was going to say, I think Cody liked that Superman because he looked weak and fragile, so Cody could take advantage of him.
He could drag him home, get him drunk.
You know how Cody loves his Superman, Wayne.
Oh, look after you, Superman, don't worry. I'll make you really a man of
Cody was Cyborg in this film. I'm friend. Friend, now take this pill. Friend. come on. You can stay at my apartment. I'll take care of you. Come on now.
Oh, God, he would too. He's like, Superman needs the sun. Look, get your clothes off and get the sun on your body. It'll make you stronger.
Get your clothes. Here's how you can really feel the sun. Bend over.
I'll show you where the sun doesn't shine. Oh.
Right up the brown hole. I love it because when they show Superman, the rocket passed the Kents and went to the city.
Yeah! It's like, why? Why did it change? What did that bitch living change that? Made no sense.
But I laughed at that and said, oh wow, big change there. You literally just went to the next city over.
And like the Kent just
already goes to, by the way, too. So it's like,
and Kent's just driving along. And you know what? Why is Lex Luthor in this? If Superman did not exist in the way that he would have been a totally different person.
I honestly thought Lex, out of all the cameos that popped up, yeah, pointless. I thought he was the weakest thing I've seen or whatever. Like, I love the last few movies we've been seeing of Lex Luthor. I was just like, man, maybe he really is a bitch. Because I remember really reading good things about him. in the books and an anime show back then, but these last few things I've been seeing of Lex Luthor, I'm just like, damn, is he really a bitch or something? Because DC has watered him down so much now over the years.
What's the last time? Like, last time we saw him, was like, he was a cripple in the middle of lived in a fucking spaceship in space or some shit. And I was like, okay, fucking punk ass that he is. And he became a goody, so yeah, he bitched him down.
He's Stephen Hawking in the last film we saw.
It was. I can't remember what the film fucking was, but he was a fucking...
It was that fucking one with that robot, motherfucker.
Cody's favorite character.
Yeah, the robot. Oh, that was another one, too. The Batman there, vampire. I was like, oh my God, I fucking hate DC, stop that shit, please.
Oh,
man,
they
please
did
stop.
Too.
Every time they do these what if stories or alterations or something like that, Batman's got to be associated with vampires. Oh shit, Flash, he liked running as a kid, so what a coincidence, his powers come. Superman, only last Krypton. Yep, how many Kryptonians do we keep seeing come to Earth?
Oh God, yeah. the last son of Krypton. Yet for Zod. Yet for the bitch you follow Zod. Yet for...
Those twins we saw in that... what was that movie? We saw All-Star Superman.
Oh, I've tuned that out.
It's like, I love it. It's like, you know what, Superman? How about you get in a ship? Or, matter of fact, you don't even need a ship. You can fly out in space. Why don't you go search other planets for Kryptons? Because it seems like they're all over the place right about now.
You're
giving him that title, too, Last Son of Krypton. It's like, no, you're not really. You're not really the last son.
Yeah, change it. You need to change that shit, because you're fucking not.
Apparently these people had ships off that planet too as well, because there's a lot of Kryptons that keep coming through. And how do they keep ending up on Earth, by the way?
Oh, because Earth is where they go, because it's similar to Krypton, where they look similar and, you know, they can have powers. Oh, fucking bullshit. I hate the Krypton. You know what? And they're going to turn that shit into a goddamn TV series.
Yeah,
who,
I keep forgetting about that shit.
Who cares? Who gives a shit about Krypton? Really?
That's like Sony asking people, hey, don't you want to see a Ant-Man and Ben Parker film? It's like, no.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Really?
Who wants to see a movie about Spider-Man's parents?
Yeah, I can't wait to see the movie about the Flash's mum. I mean, shit. Tragic ending, though, but can't wait.
It's like, who the fuck is asking for a show about Krypton? It's like, what money do you... And Goyer's writing it. It's like... No, I don't
want to
watch that at all.
DC fans do not listen. DC do not listen to their fans. I'm sure. And you know, maybe they are listening to their fans, and that's also the issue.
Yeah, about sex, some of their fans are
fuck
with
us. Oh, they are. Look, I'm a DC fan, and I've literally turned my back on them. You're alone now. You're alone. I've given up.
Yeah, I used to be... I love some of the characters, but I've turned my back on them since 2012 or 13, I believe. I was like, I don't think you guys have an original idea no more in your head. And you kind of... It's funny how they just fucked up so much of the mainstream that they did. They fucked the comics up with that New 52.
Oh,
they fucked the animated shows up with the canceling Young Justice and the Green Lantern show, but putting this Teen Titans Go and that fucking Arrow show. And that, what was that last Batman show they canceled like in 12 episodes or whatever the fuck, Beware the Batman, some shit.
Because it looked like shit. It looked like shit from the start.
Animated movies are fucking shit now. The live action, they don't have a fucking clue of what they want to do no more. I mean, they really just don't have a clue.
Well, it's like even Luke said with they're worried because Batman vs. Superman, Marvel fans might not understand it because it's too smart for them. And he's like, really? Really?
He sent that shit to me or whatever, and I remember telling him, fuck DC altogether now if they really believe that. It's like, that don't make any goddamn sense. I hate to break this to you, DC. You're not doing anything we haven't seen before.
Oh, no, they're inventive. They're dark, they're edgy, they're cool.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with DC and Marvel, at least the difference between DC and Marvel. DC always think that they're doing something that you've never seen before and it's changing the game, whereas Marvel is just making fucking movies over and stuff like that. It's like, you ain't changing nothing. You ain't doing shit else.
Okay, their tagline, do your bleed, you will. Oh, yeah, okay, whatever, impressive. Then you've got, Steve Rogers, but he's my friend. Yeah, but so was I. And you get the content because the emotion between those two characters you've seen throughout the films leading up to that point. So it means fucking more. It actually has an emotion. That's why with the whole Civil War thing, and I've been saying, the trailers haven't been blowing me away. I know it's going to be good because they're going to put emotion. From that one line, they're going to actually do something with it. Do you bleed? You will. You just know it's a fight. Who cares?
damn, you just brought up a good point. Shouldn't those lines be reversed then? That should be Superman telling Batman, I thought we were friends.
There's a point, because there's no emotion to it, because it's literally, they're rocking up, fighting, and they're going to be friends, like in a second, oh, okay, now we're buddies, now we're going to join the Justice League. No one cares, there's no backstory to it. They needed to do another Superman movie, a solo Batman movie, and then do all this shit. But no, we're going to compete with Marvel, because, you know, we're going to be edgier than them. Fuck off. You know, Civil War is going to wipe... Civil War is literally going to grab the movie tickets that Batman vs. Superman makes and wipe its ass with it, because it's going to be nothing in comparison. Nothing. Even Deadpool. I'll say it here. I reckon Deadpool will make more money than that fucking movie.
I wouldn't put it past. I think Zootopia would do better.
Oh, jeez.
Which I saw the other day, and people, yeah, I can go ahead and talk about it at a bar, but it was pretty damn good, and people walked out loving it, so I was like, and I think they come out 2 weeks beforehand, so yes.
It does, yeah, and you know what? Animated films are going to take, because it's a bit bad, it's going to be so dark and edgy, a lot of parents are going to be like, oh, nah, let's go watch something that's more animated friendly, and if that's usually good, then it's going to do damage to Batman vs. Superman.
Honestly, if you was to not show me a thing about Zootopia and just show me, because I've already was in love with the trailers and stuff, like, I was like, oh, it's kind of funny and clever or whatever and stuff, but if you would have just said, oh, Disney has an animated film coming out this time and Dawn of Justice is coming out, I would pick the animated film. And that's just because, oh, I'm a Disney fan. It's simply because the trailers I've seen so far of Dawn of Justice, it got me least interested. I don't think I've ever been this least interested in not seeing a superhero film like I have for this one. I'm just like, ugh. It's going to be a fucking train wreck, I think.
Hey, look at this, all right? Me and Jamie Wynn saw Beauty and the Beast yesterday. They did a re-release. That's a movie
That's awesome.
That's a movie 20 years old, and I'm more interested in seeing that than I'm seeing a movie with Batman in it. And that's fucked.
They HD'd up or something?
It was a crystal clear re-release for it. And
oh, my God. Yeah, I would... Hell yeah. Because I saw it like back in... 2012, they had a re-release and I saw it in there, whatever. It looked fucking great still. I love that fucking movie.
And that movie is, it's a chick flick. No, I fucking love the movie Beauty and the Beast.
No chick flick.
And you know what? We're sitting in there and there were kids fucking scared because the Beast is like the most badass angry motherfucker. And I'm like, I love the Beast.
Oh, St. Belle is a more interesting character than Wonder Woman ever fucking
You know what? There's a strong independent woman.
Yeah, she
that's a real look. Yeah, you know, she's not walking around with, like, oh, I've got magic powers and shit and a shield and shit. No.
She gives hope to ugly motherfuckers that, yeah, some beautiful woman will love you one day.
You know what? You know what? Cody would have watched it and gone, you know what? The Beast should have ended up with Gaston. It would have been far more interesting.
You know, that fight scene, he'd have been like, look at those two men just going at it. And...
going out in the rain. And, oh, Gaston's hair. And, oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, when he tore the Beast's shirt, he'd be like, yeah, just tear it off. I think you don't even like Gaston. He'd be like, wow, they wear the same shirts.
Yeah, they do. It's always open.
The chest sticks out.
Always chest out. Gaston drinks a shitload. Yep, there you go.
I'm having a hard time thinking about this movie because I'm like, I like elements in here, but the elements do nothing and go nowhere. So I'm like, did I even give that a pass or what? Like, cause it's like,
I actually give it a mark down for it because it's, yeah, because literally, it's, I do like the fact that it makes Superman weak, and that could have been a good movie on its own, and the fact Thomas Wayne is Batman.
Because that's kind of cool with Superman. It's just like, what if the government found him before the Kents found him?
And they just drove right off and didn't care.
Yeah, and they just, like, let him starve and didn't get... wait a minute, how the fuck did the government knew that he would react to the sun?
Yeah.
Okay, that don't make no damn sense now.
How did they know to use those lights to actually weaken him and shit? I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah.
And did you notice they had that big-ass S around that place he was encaved into?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why would they build that S thing? Like, it's like, why would they do that?
Why'd they build him a suit that had an S?
Why the fuck was there, like, aliens and shit like that in that room? And shit? I was like, well, what is all this? I was like, is that Superdog somewhere in there?
It's unanswered.
It's like, but I think that probably could be a cool movie itself alone. It's like if the government got a hold of Superman beforehand and, like, they was, like, programming him to teach him other stuff. And so, you know, because that was one thing about the Kents is, for Superman, he needed the Kents because they're the ones that taught him humanity and stuff like that. Yeah. Which is why we fucking hate Man of Steel, because it's like, what good are these parents? They don't teach him shit.
Oh, good. Kevin Costner, my God, you're the worst parent in movie history. So I was like,
oh, the worst mother too, because you're in the new church. She's just like, you don't owe nobody a damn thing.
Oh,
you're just like, where does he get his humanity or his love for human beings?
Yeah. Like, be the hero you want to be, or be nothing at all. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of encouragement's that?
Hey, look, I'm all for changes of characters to make a movie, but like that's like one of the most easy. That's like that's something you don't have to change because it does nothing. It does so much to the story. Just like, well, you do understand that Superman got his love for human beings through his family right here, but you just took that away from him. So it's like, so what is his purpose then of even fighting for these people?
Well, like Man of Steel, Batman vs. They will never top the original Superman with that whole scene on the farm. When his father dies, and you know, he mentions how he can't save him and all this shit, and then you said right then he understood humanity because of the Kents, and that shit was stolen from him in this movie straight away. Kent just kept on driving away. Like, oh yep.
Yeah, I think that'd be a cool little what if. I would love to see that. Just like see, because he would be a destructive fucking force for the government. Then, if anything, so that's why when you look at Man of Steel, just like hold on. If anything, he should be working with the government in this film because it just makes more sense. He has no humanity or love in him whatsoever.
You.
I mean, and most of the time as an adult, he spent just traveling the road. So it's like, I don't get why he feels the need to save people. The only thing is just like, oh, he feels it's right to do. But it's like, but he doesn't have that teaching of someone telling him what to do was right.
Oh, he did. And this cyborg friend. Okay, I'm going to help people. Whatever.
Oh, fuck off. So it's almost like the stuff I like, it was kind of just pointless now.
It was, because you could see the hints of good in it, but it was just not used. So I was like, okay, what's the point?
And it kind of annoys you even more, because it's like, wow, there's a better movie in here somewhere. It's just, it kind of get truffled off somewhere. The time travel really does fuck the movie up, but the continuity of the thing.
I hate time travel. Time travel is a get-out card for any situation where you know you're fucked up.
Ryan Singer.
Oh, God, is he going to fuck with that? Tell you.
Hey, question. Why did Batman break that glass case with the gun in it? Was that the gun that was used to kill Bruce?
Yeah, I think so.
Why did he pull that out?
I don't know. I wanted that myself. I was like, surely you got more guns, but no, you're going to use that one that killed your son. Okay.
Why did he use that one? I was lost on it. I was like, wait, why did all of a sudden pull that one out? And mind you, you know what pissed me off about Batman here? Cyborg constantly trying to recruit Batman. He says, with your strategic mind, we could actually win this war, right? What strategic mind did Batman have in this film at all?
Besides revenge.
He didn't have... Did you see his fight against that fake-ass Harley Quinn called Yo-Yo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
What strategic plan did he have in that fight scene at all? There was nothing strategic about that. I was like, he's just shooting and throwing knives.
Yeah, then decided to throw her off the building. That's it.
Yeah, I was like... Which, by the way, I love the fuck out of that, too. And he was just like... Yeah. He's like, I hope you land on the ground for him. Just threw her ass. I was like, Cody, you can't tell me you don't want to see this as Batman now. Come on now. I was like, that's badass. Just throw her ass.
He's too vicious. He's too violent. He needs to be tamed.
And then he told the cyborg, you should let her hit the ground.
It's like that. I kind of thought, okay, this movie might be cool based around that. And then they went the other way. And it's like, my God. I tell you who got the arse in this film? Green Lantern. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God! Fucking hell!
What the point of
that? What's the point of having his story? Oh yeah, he blew up in a plane and he died. Oh, okay.
not just any plane. It was the plane where he got the ring from.
Yeah.
Too.
And like first time he sees an alien, he walks in. They got the dead Green Lantern there with the ring. He's like, oh, this is kind of cool. It's like you just saw a fucking alien, all right? You'd freak out.
And then I love it because because they got the personality right. I love it because his personality is still the same. It's just like, oh, he don't have the power. It's like, wow, you really did do a lot of changing, huh? I see that. Like, that makes no sense. But, like, I love it because the ring, it was like, oh, the ring just flew off his body when he went unconscious. It's just like, damn, so Hal Jordan in this world ain't even worthy enough of the ring. I was
yes!
Like, he's the same person, though.
Thank you. So why is he not worthy? What difference in the Flash's mom dying did it make that Hal Jordan wasn't worthy to wear the ring? What a load of shit.
But Aquaman is still king. Atlantis.
What I think about it, fuck this movie. Really?
What was so annoying about that is just like you hear Hal Jordan. You heard Wayne crack some of the jokes at Hal Jordan. It's like, that's Hal Jordan. That's what he does, whatever, and shit like that. But the ring didn't choose him, and this one he's just like, how the fuck did everybody else get there?
So where'd the ring go? Did it go back to fucking, or the Latin corpse, or what? Where'd it go?
And you know why I think they did that? It was because, Green Lantern is too powerful to be in this movie. He'd probably end the war. The war would be over if he got the ring. So it's just like, let's just make an excuse and say the ring didn't choose him. It's just like, oh, I...
You know, I didn't even think about that. You summed up, but why the hell did it not choose him? What difference did his storyline did it make?
Now, here's the thing, though. Where was the fucking Green Lantern at the ring did choose?
Yes. Oh, maybe because it wasn't on Earth.
Whoever that ring went to is supposed to be protecting Earth Sector then.
Yeah, well, maybe,
where the fuck is Green Lantern at to stop this war from happening?
But he said maybe it didn't choose him. Maybe it went off Earth. So in other words, why was that Green Lantern on Earth in the first place?
That was one thing. But the thing is, too, even when the ring leaves, it's that ring is still supposed to be the guardian of that area.
Exactly.
So when that ring chose, whoever it chose besides Hal Jordan, how come that person wasn't nowhere near Earth then?
Yeah, but doesn't the whole point is that that alien crash lands on Earth because that's where the ring is going to take him?
Yeah, that's where the ring...
Because it knows it's going to fucking Hal Jordan.
Wait a minute, so where did the ring go then?
The ring just gets feet and walks off, doesn't go, oh, well, fuck it, I'm going to go somewhere else. Maybe it found Aquaman or some shit.
Damn, the Green Lantern part is the most fucked up part.
Yeah, it's fucked. It seriously is. And then, well, he dies in a plane, and you see the Flash. Oh, Hal Jordan's dead too. And no one else reacts to it. Like, who's... What a coincidence they're all sitting down there watching the news too. Like,
what was the point of that, though?
It was just pointless. No, I think that was pointless. That's more pointless than the Ryan Reynolds film.
Like they literally just threw things in here just to show you, hey, this is what happened to the other Justice League member.
It was. Where was fucking the Martian bloody man? Where the hell is he?
Oh, he never left Mars.
Of course.
He never left Mars. Yeah, that's what it was. He became the Green Beetle instead of Martian Manhunter.
Oh, God. Yeah, he met up with Matt Damon and just decided to stay on Mars.
He became Matt Damon. They became one. They fused like some Dragon Ball Z shit. And Mars refused to save him. Man, that Green Lantern shit is the biggest fuck you in the whole film now.
It was. It really was. I think it really was.
Because even if the ring would have went back to Oa, it still would have choose someone.
Thank you.
And whoever that person it would have choose, they would have had to have been in that area because that ring is quartered to this area. So that person, whoever was Green Lantern, should have been in that war at the end.
Thank you.
You know, if Earth would have blew up then, that Green Lantern would have got fired.
Oh, God, yeah. They would have called him and said, you're sacked. Give me this ring back.
Yeah, like, give us that ring. It's like, how do you let a whole planet blow up? It's like, my first day, I guess. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe the ring did choose, like, what was his fuck? Tyrese Gibson? And he's just too fucking lazy. And he's just too fucking lazy to do it.
He started driving a car. He didn't know how to fly yet.
He's like, I'll be there. I'll be to the war in time. He's like, driving along. He's like, fucking blew up. Oh, well, didn't get there in time.
Wouldn't that be cool had the ring chose, like, Batman or Lex Luthor or something like that?
Thank you. If it chose Lex or some shit, awesome storyline.
Just anybody. Like you said, the power should have been switched up or something like that, but everybody get the same fucking power, except for Green Lantern. Yeah. I got the biggest fuck you in the film.
It really was. It just made, it just, for no reason. It's like they didn't give him his power. And I'm like,
the funny thing is, I'm wearing my Green Lantern ring right now, too. I got my replica ring on right now.
Oh, like, just don't pledge the oath.
It was like, I did point up in the sky. I was just like, I'm like, nah, it's okay. The ring would never choose me because I'd be using it to do like a lot of shit I shouldn't be doing.
Oh, but, God, yeah. You imagine the ring choosing you or me? Fucking hell.
Oh, my God. I'd make like inflatable titties and like,
I would use the ring for my own benefit. And so, look, everyone would. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't, like, I'm just going to stop a bunch of bank robbers? They're like, yeah, that's it. We ain't got no supervillain in real life. So it's like, yeah.
I'd stop the bank robbers. I'll take the money.
Go, okay, I'd stop Phoenix Jones, and there you go. I'll go stop him.
Oh, the real hero of the world.
No, I tell you this right now. If I did get the ring, I wouldn't be on Earth right now.
Oh, God, no.
I would be nowhere near Earth right now. I'd be fucking some space chick.
Yeah, I'd be sitting on the moon, like banana lounge, just relaxing, having a beer.
I put my name on the moon. My fucking name in the moon. Next time the Americans decide to go to the moon, they'd be like, who the fuck is this? I'd be like, and you see me smile. I put my teeth in there too, so smile. I don't know, Wayne. I don't know. Final thoughts of this movie, though.
You know what? The more I think about it, the more I fucking dislike this movie. I really would love to know what the gay one on the site thinks of this. Because the more I think of it, I loved it. I always thought.
Because we almost forgot about the Green Lantern one. Is there anything else we forgot about another character that they, Lois Lane?
Lois Lane, yeah,
hey, was that supposed to be Red Hood, Robin?
I was trying to work that out. What the hell was that?
Because I know at the end of the film, he said, oh, maybe me and you should team up. And then he said the boy one or some shit like that. I was just like, oh, my God, is that supposed to be Red Hood? I was like,
I was looking at him going, nah, I couldn't be.
I was like, I don't remember seeing him in another DC character. And so I was like, is that supposed to be Red Hood? I was like, and then they had, what's his name? Etrigan in here or whatever. I was like, wow, they do nothing with him.
Oh, they did nothing with half the characters. Like, hey, look, here it is. Oh, there it is. Oh, I'm fucking getting killed and whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something else. But I can't remember anything of going on or whatever. But no, Shazam gets killed because Wonder Woman kills a kid. It's like, oh, very strong of you. Yeah, you killed the kid. Wow. All right.
Yeah, which we have to show off camera because that's too violent to show. Yet we can show people get arrowed in the head and stabbed.
Why is Wonder Woman this violent, angry woman though in this movie? I don't get that at all.
Because she had an affair with Aquaman. Maybe his dick made her crazy or some shit. I don't know.
I love it too because the thing was, it's like you know, we're fierce and stuff like that. And he was just like, oh, your wife attacked me. And she was like, then why do you wear her crown then or whatever? It's like, yeah, that's kind of like the ultimate disrespectful thing. It's like, you wearing her crown? She's just like to remind people.
It's a warning.
I was like, what? You just bloodthirsty then.
Yeah, you imagine that. You imagine I'm walking around, cut someone's head off, wear it as a scalp, and say, oh, yeah, it's just a warning to you. It's not meant to make you angry. It would have.
Oh, but she's a strong character, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, you wait to see. You wait a couple of weeks' time, and you'll see how strong she really is. Yeah.
The writing on Wonder Woman in this film was something like Snyder would do.
Yep, and we're going to see that in a couple of weeks' time.
It's not like, oh, she's badass because she can fight, but it's just like, no, but she's heartless, though. It's just like, okay, that doesn't make her a strong woman. It's just like, yeah, she's in love with Aquaman, but yet she's still disrespectful and shit because it's like, why would you wear the crown? That makes no sense. Clearly, you knew you slept with somebody else's husband, right? So you think she was going to come after you?
Yeah. But as you said, this whole world started from a stupid love triangle, and who gives a shit?
And shout out to Aquaman's wife. She had the best role in this part. She died 5 minutes into the film before it could even kick off the show. Here.
Yeah. As you said, they treated her with respect as much as they treated Green Lantern. So.
This woman can control water and shit like that and move the elements and shit. And she got killed by getting her head cut off. It's like, are you come on. How did Wonder Woman even get close to her? This woman, she knows spells and shit like that. Like, how did Wonder Woman even get close to her? Jeez, she's just a warrior. That's it.
I know. But they just don't know what to do with it. They had to think of a way.
Oh, my God. Wonder Woman, man, fuck her. She ain't on no pedestal or shit like this. Oh, my God.
But, like, yeah, seriously, the more I think about it, when I first were doing the review, I'm like, it's a halfway mark for me. It really was. But the more I'm thinking about it, it's getting to fuck it territory. It really is. Because what they did to Green Lantern.
And so that was the biggest fuck you
had. It really was. And, like, the good elements of, as you said, Batman being Thomas Wayne, Superman being a weak shit, but they did nothing with it. They really didn't. That's more insulting than having just a shit, boring film, where you have good elements that you fuck around with and don't explore.
That letter said at the end, too, by the way.
Thank you. Why did he take his mask off to read that? He can see it. He don't need to take his mask off. He's like, oh, thank you.
Why didn't they show the letter, neither? It's like, I'd like to read that, actually.
Yeah. And he just says, oh, thank you. Thank you for what?
And then he starts crying, and he says, you're the best, you're one hell of a messenger. And I'm just like, that's a lot of emotion on Batman right there, so I need to see that letter. I want to see the letter. I want to see what it says, actually. It's like, what could Thomas Wayne actually tell him other than I love you?
Yeah, that I'm proud of you. And it's like, you know what? Fucking The Flash could have written that himself.
We didn't give him that letter. It was like, where the fuck did he write that letter?
Yeah, it would have been better if it was a voice message or something that he knew it was his father. He could have seen it. At least that would have had more emotion than just a bunch of words.
Handwriting is, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it looks like my father's writing. Okay. Whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Some detective viewer.
Yeah, it's like, when I saw that, I was just like, you know, Batman, your family died about, like, 30 years ago. I think you could fucking get over it now.
Okay, you know what annoys me more? In that letter, because the one thing you do see, it is signed Thomas Wayne. Wouldn't he just sign it, your father?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Hey, wait. He already had that letter written before he knew Flash was going to come.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, because anytime my dad leaves me a note, it's, Mark's mail. Yeah, just written. It's like, no, it says, from dad or from your father.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking
put their name
on them. Fucking stupid.
That was a business letter. You own Wayne Enterprises now, son.
Yeah, don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up, Thomas Wayne.
The problem is, Flash didn't tell Thomas Wayne that Bruce was grown up. He still thought he was a kid. That's why. Right? The letter said, when you grow up, you'll own Wayne Enterprises. Show them this letter, and they'll let you in.
It's like, you know, I don't want you. That's why he cried. It's like, you know, Bruce, don't grow up like me. Don't live a life of a vigilante and all this shit. He's like, oh, shit, well, too late.
I love it because if that letter did say, I'm proud of you, it's just like, wow, you just promoted his fucking craziness even more now.
Oh, you know, I'd tell what that letter said. It said, yeah, Bruce, make sure you don't appear in a shitty movie called Dawn of Justice, directed by Zack Snyder.
It's like, oh, by the way, the animation on Batman, well, he's Bruce Wayne. Oh, no, Batman. I don't look like shit. I'm talking about the Batman in present day time, not the Thomas Wayne one.
He looked too slick, too lean.
Yeah, I was about to say, the facial expressions, I did not like that at all.
He looks too young.
Everybody else, well, like Green Lantern looked like, so his design looks so different compared to Superman and Batman's design in here, and Wonder Woman. That was just like, they clearly got drawn by different people in this film.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I can actually see that, because it did look fucking different.
Yeah, because Green Lantern, he looked like he belonged in any other, like, animated thing we saw, whereas in Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman, they had these strong, pointy jawline and the muscular-looking face and stuff like that, and just looking at it and going, like, animation looks so different on every character in here. Now, that's not to say it's a bad thing, but it just looked so fucking weird to me.
It did, actually. It does, yeah. It makes him look, makes Bruce Wayne look younger, I reckon. They always go to kind of this younger Bruce Wayne.
Green Lantern got the biggest fucking chest in
it. Oh, here. God. Well, what are your final thoughts, especially on the Green Lantern, since you're wearing the ring right now?
I know, right? Because Green Lantern is like my favorite DC character. Wow, they fucked him up totally. Jesus Christ. And Wayne, you said earlier, man, everybody kept their powers except for Green Lantern. and you know, it's just one big-ass coincidence for that, too, because it's easily could say Green Lantern could have stopped that whole war. It probably could have stopped everyone from fighting by just pretty much murdering everyone. So
and you're right, too. That's why the ring has not chosen you, because it's convenient for the story.
Like, for story reasons, we're not going to have a Green Lantern in this movie. So, yeah. I like what-if stories. I tend to like what they do with them, but you know, they don't really do much with it. And what they do in here, it just seems like Wayne just said coincidence for storytelling here. And it's like, yeah, the storytelling's not even that fucking good because it's kind of flimsy in a way. The opening, I absolutely couldn't stand. I was already done with the movie at that point. I was just like, wow, I don't think you could do anything to redeem yourself in this. I was like, but I do remember some good things from it. And then when it got to it, I was just kind of like the Martha and Wayne part or whatever and stuff. I remember back in the day when I first saw this, I was like, oh, that was really cool, whatever. And watching it today, I'm just like, nah, that should not happen that quickly. I know they want to show that right away, but that bitch clearly was crazy before he got shot, Bruce got shot, because there's no way in hell you just break out in tears and then just all of a sudden.
They did nothing with it. They didn't say she became the Joker or anything. It was a hint of that. They didn't fucking do anything with it. Stupid.
That's like, something like that, to become the Joker, that would take weeks to pile up on, which I think could be interesting if I saw that. I would love to see Martha and the Wayne Manor just slowly losing her mind or whatever and shit until she just finally says fuck it and goes on a spree. And personally, I would love to see what kind of costumes you would have been in the movie, but they don't do shit with it, so you don't really see it. It's like, eh. I mean, I can't really rewatch the fucking movie or just see clips like that. It's just like, it's not worth it to put that on. And then when you get down to the... Damn, I almost forgot about that when you bring up the Green Lantern part. Wow, that's the biggest fuck you in the whole goddamn movie. That dude is constantly getting the shafts in these fucking animated films with DC now, man. Wait till you see War. Oh, my God.
I've heard.
God damn, dude. I think ever since they made that movie, they really just don't know what to do with him now.
Yeah, I think, as you said, because look at the next movie. It's the Green Lantern corpse. They actually can't even decide to fucking put one Green Lantern in it. So they're so indecisive with this character, they're going to put a whole fucking team together.
Which, by the way, there's rumor that not Green Lantern, but Hal Jordan will be popping up, and they casted him already.
Yeah. Just make it just a Hal Jordan movie, seriously.
I don't know what the... it's hard to get excited for anything DC does, whatever, because the track record is just so off balance right now. I almost commend you, fans, like Cody or whatever, for getting excited for this. It's like, I just don't know how I can get excited after 9 bad trailers or whatever, just going like, eh. And plus, the reasons why they're doing it is like so last minute. It's not planned out. It's just like, this looks like a train wreck that people are asking for to see. And it's just like, I don't want to see train wrecks no more. That was in the 90s, late 90s and early 2000s. I'm like, train wrecks are done with now. Either a movie's going to be bad, it's going to be good. No, the train wrecks don't happen anymore, but goddamn, this show looked like this. And I think the problem with that, too, is because I think a lot of people keep forgetting, Man of Steel is fucking terrible, so why do you have any hope for Dawn of Justice? It's pretty much a sequel.
Originally, it was a Man of Steel sequel. That they realize is not that good, so they're going to put Batman in it, who then they wanted Batman in it more, then the title became Batman versus Superman.
And the reason why they wanted to make more money, too, that was a thing, too. They wanted to make as much money. It was like, okay, yeah.
But they realized Batman's the draw card. They realized Superman's nothing alone without Batman.
But the thing was, they had made that announcement 3 days before fucking Comic-Con. They're not planning this shit out. Like, they just literally throwing some shit at the wind and letting it flow together and stuff. And it's just like, there's a reason why Marvel's working, because they actually plan this out and see where it would go and stuff, and it continues to go, but you guys are literally just throwing things at the wind right now, and it's just like, you got a lot of characters you need to get right first before you start throwing it back. And personally, I'm just sick of fucking Batman. I'm sick of fucking Batman. He can go away for a while.
He does need to go away for a while, really, and it's sad to say that, but you know, we just got done with the Nolan trilogy, and it's like, we're rebooting right away. But we're rebooting it in the Superman universe that we saw a Man of Steel. Like, fuck that. I don't want to see that. I really don't.
I really don't want to
see that. I really don't.
You sound like that. Like, no, I don't want to see that. But the thing is, too, we're in an age now where we're seeing a lot of Marvel characters that people don't even know about. And it's like, DC, you got just as many characters as them. Why are we still doing Batman and Superman over? Why? Like, you should be done with them. Like, yeah, of course, bring them in there. But do you really need to do solo films for them?
That's what I would have done Man of Steel 2 first. Fix up the fucking issues you did with it. I would have probably done Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, all these characters. I would have left Batman to last.
I would have let all of them, personally, yeah. Like, Man of Steel sets up space so much, you would have been like, yeah, I don't see why not Green Lantern wouldn't come down to this world. Because, like, yeah, I've heard a lot of things about aliens and stuff like that, and as a Green Lantern, you know, it's my job to protect this sector, so I need to check some things. I'm like, at that court scene in the Dawn of Justice trailer, do you not expect Green Lantern to just be, like, hovering over, just, like, seeing what's going on or whatever?
But that's what I would actually done every movie that would have slightly linked in to the end of Man of Steel or the Destruction. You know, you could have done a whole Green Lantern movie that was set around the same time, and what brings him to Metropolis or whatever is because of that end with the fucking war. And same with Batman. He could have had his own solo movie that he realized he needs to go to Metropolis because of this fucking issue that's going on. Same with Wonder Woman. And then you could have done the fucking Justice League. You didn't have to do
I asked this question to Cody in there on the show one time, and I'm about to ask you the same question. What is the fucking point of Suicide Squad? What does that do for the universe, really?
It is literally... It's a Joker film. It's the way to introduce the Joker into this universe.
Well, it makes no fucking sense. You don't have to fucking do that. It's like, we don't need to introduce Joker into this world or whatever. So he's a main character.
Damn straight. And the thing is, what if... Look, as I said, I think Suicide Squad, it'd probably be this dumb but fun film. But the Joker is what carries that film. If he does not work, the movie's fucked straight away.
The thing is about Suicide Squad, Joker is barely...
He'll barely be in it.
He's not a main character. Like, I know a lot of people giving him hype right now, but it's like, people don't be shocked if he's not in that film, because he's not a Suicide Squad member, so it's like...
Dude, that's what worries me. I reckon they're going to be like, no, he needs to be in it, and I would force him in it more. I'd rather Jared Leto hardly appear in it, because I want to be thirsty for more of the Joker.
I think he shouldn't just show up till the end, if you ask me, but...
Oh, yeah, to fuck things up.
Yeah, to fuck things up, whatever, but, you know, like he normally does. But, yeah, he's not a Suicide Squad member. So the thing about that is, like, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's going to be fun. It's just like, when was the last time you had fun in a DC film?
Good point.
Yeah, I don't think DC knows how to do fun. It's like, I don't recall, like, even in the Nolan films, which I like, but I don't recall having fun in those.
That's true. You're fucking so right. And you know what? Even with that last trailer, maybe the trailer is making it look fun, but the movie might not represent that. Because you've got to also look at who's directing it, and he's a very darky kind of style movie maker. He makes dark, gangster-style films. So if he carries that on into this, who knows?
I see no point in this movie being made, first of all, because I'm just like, the only thing it does to set up, it sets up Viola Davis's character. That's it. I mean, yeah. You could say, oh, it sets up the Joker and stuff like that. But yeah, but we've seen that already with Dawn of Justice with the notes and the Robin suit and shit like that. So it's like, damn, you really don't even need Suicide Squad. I mean, Dawn of Justice right here setting up Joker for you that he lives in this world. So it's like, I don't need to see him in Suicide Squad. I can see him for the next Batman film. But other than that, I'm just like, you gotta strike me to what is the point of this film? What is it? Because I'm not just looking at Dawn of Justice. I'm looking at your whole universe as a whole here, and I'm just not seeing connecting pieces that come together as one yet. I'll see it after Dawn of Justice, but right now I'm not seeing a damn thing connect. And I'm sorry, but fun with Suicide Squad, I'm like, yeah, this just looked like this got made because of Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's be real.
Oh God, yeah, you can see that the influence is right there. The trailer, the music, the edginess, it's all.
My God, man, that is a cure. I mean, if that don't tell you Guardians of the Galaxy, it's like, yeah, I was going to say, they even copying its kind of marketing style, too, in a way.
I mean, I'm out of all of us, I'm probably the one who likes that trailer the most. Mm-hmm. But it's literally because it's the Joker. He's the one who stars in that trailer for me. And it's take him out of it, couldn't give a shit about the movie. Really couldn't care. And like the whole thing we've said about Harley Quinn, she's a worry at the moment because
dialogue is fucking awful. I think I'm more of a loop on the trailer. I didn't really hate the trailer, but I just don't give a fuck about DC or Snyder no more. Yeah. So it's like, you know, but that dialogue was just fucking terrible in that trailer.
Will Smith looks like he's walking through it bored as shit.
Oh my God. I was like, no wonder Tom Hardy dropped out this shit.
and the good thing is they asked him recently why, and he just didn't really answer. And it's like, yeah, you know you fucking want to answer the real reason why.
He don't want to ruin any future relationships with Warner Bros. Why?
Oh, God, yeah.
But yeah, because he was filming The Revenant, which is better. That's why.
Yeah, well, I said to Luke, oh, God, you really?
Yeah, as well. Jeez. He had so many films coming out. He was doing The Revenant.
Oscar-nominated film, Suicide Squad. Jeez.
He was doing Revenant and Legend at the time. That's why, whatever. He's playing a dual role with himself and like you said, Oscar-nominated film. It's like, yeah, I think I will drop Suicide for these two films. like, yeah.
But even then, I said to Luke, I know with a kick in the ass, if this Batman vs. Superman does not do as well as you expect, I still reckon they'll go to George Miller and say, look, Justice League, here's a dump truck of money. Do it. We'll give you anything you fucking want.
No. I don't think, personally, I don't think George Miller would do it.
I don't think he will either. But because he was the original consultant for it, I'd love to know what his vision really originally was for it.
Yeah, I don't think George Miller would do it at all. I mean, regardless, Warner Bros. Would dump a lot of money on his dump stuff anyway. Look how much money they put in the fucking Dawn of Justice shit.
Yeah, that Luke told me the budget then. I did a Darth Vader. I was like, what?
$410 million. And I'm not shocked by that because a year ago when Cody got drunk and said DC had that plan of his or whatever, I was trying to tell him that.
They have no plan.
Like, they pushed this movie back three times. You know how much money a budget goes up when you push a movie from its release date up? Like, and he's just like, it'll be fine, don't worry, whatever. He's like, I'm going to tell you about this plan of DC. And it's like, yeah, please tell me about this plan of DC. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'm sure they can't wait to hear it too.
You literally have to triple back your budget back or whatever. Yeah, they probably make $1 billion, but domestically, to compare to $400 million, and plus with the money they're putting this, I'm not shocked that it cost that money.
Then, like, I'm looking on Box Office Mojo, right, to see the production budget. Not available. I'm wondering why. Because obviously it cost a shitload more than it's probably meant to have. Because it does not look like a Jurassic World, $150 million. Right? What the fucking hell cost $250 more to put in this film?
I think it was like $100 million more just because they pushed the movie back twice.
Oh, there you go.
And the thing was, they was already done with the movie. And I remember saying, like, they're going to push that movie up. Because remember, it was supposed to come out May originally this year. But now they moved up to March. I was like, yeah, they keep moving this movie around because they don't know what the fuck to do with it right now. So, this movie we just watched, though, it's a fuck it. I don't like this movie at all, actually. It's some cool things in there, but it's just like, those cool things are like fucking Vine videos. They're for like 15 seconds.
Yeah, like I'll agree. To me, it's not a huge, huge fuck it, but it definitely it fell into that category now. After really we spoke about it, thinking about Green Lantern and all the shit they did, yeah, it got pushed down to a fuck it level.
I gotta say, I never was interested in this film, but I've only seen this once, and this is the second time I've watched it, and I'm going like, yeah, I haven't missed much in the past 2 years this movie's been out yet, because I was like, yeah, I actually don't like this movie at all. Like you said,
some of the elements in here are cool, but they have other elements in there that kind of piss you off, and it's just like, that makes no sense now, why this happened in there. And I stand by my fucking, for the simple fact that I don't think I'll ever want to watch this again, to be honest.
Yeah, you should, like, I would watch the scenes that we spoke about that were good, but you can just watch that shit on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't even know if I watched those. It wasn't strong enough for me to like to give a fuck about them that much, so it's like, eh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it was bad when that one we did, Batman and Robin, was the best one out of these new ones since Tim, what's his name? Bruce Timm left.
Bruce Timm, yeah.
Which I wouldn't mind watching that one over again. Over so the last one we've been watching, it's like, god damn, these movies are shit, dude.
The thing is, we're running out. We're running out of good films.
Oh no, there's a lot. Remember, they got three more coming out this year too.
Oh god, yeah. Didn't they just have Bad Blood or Bat Blood or whatever the fuck it's called?
Yeah, Bat Blood, and then there's that one comes out. I think that one comes out next week or yeah, I think it comes out next week. But I think another one came out. What was it? Was it Gods and Monsters? No, Gods and Monsters. Did we do Gods and Monsters already?
I don't recall. Unless it was really that bad of tuned it out of me mind, but I don't remember doing it.
Okay, I don't think we did that one. That one just came out recently. That was like the last one. We haven't did Justice League, the sequel to War with Aquaman.
Oh, God. Oh, they do a sequel? They did a sequel to War? Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a sequel to War.
Oh, have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it as soon as it came out, yeah.
Oh, God, I dare not ask.
Yeah, you still don't give a fuck about Aquaman. It's like, wow, they gave him a whole movie, huh? I was like, wow. But, oh, I can't wait, though. But people, you know my next choice. It's Justice League War. I cannot wait to see the reaction of Wayne and fuck. That's going to be fucking incredible. That is probably, I literally say, that's worse than Man of Steel, the Superman they have in there.
And you know what, people? This is the second time this is being reviewed on here. It must be bad.
I know. I think Cody's live action choice is Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, he said Dark Knight Rises last. Yeah, so that's next up on our...
Yeah, and then after that, we got Justice League War and then
holy shit. My mind's taking a beating the next couple of weeks.
Oh, man, my month is going to suck.
And then we top it off with Batman vs. Superman. Jesus Christ.
If you're a DC fan, my God, you're going to be fucked.
We're in trouble.
We're so in fucking trouble right now. That's going to suck for you guys, especially Luke, if he watches Justice League War.
And then he watches. I'm making his ass watch it.
That's going to suck hard or whatever. Oh, man, I can't wait for you guys to see Cyborg with his daddy issues.
Fuck, hell. Jesus Christ.
I can't wait for y'all to see how he becomes Cyborg. You're going to laugh at that.
Let's end this shit before I get depressed.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm out of here.
I'm Wayne, and I'm going to go save the Green Lantern before he does something stupid.
Yeah.
Like getting in a plane and dive and do nothing.
He drives an alien ship, but he couldn't detect that a monster's coming up. Wow. Oh, okay. It's, all right, whatever. Yeah. All right, we out of here, people. Later.
Yeah, see ya, asshole.
In my world, depressed. I'm a hero.
I know.
You mean like Batman?
No matter how fast you run, you can't save everyone.
We're running out of time.
War's over. Everybody lost.
No!
You'd be amazed the monsters this world can